Since the beginning of April, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has announced more than 350 arrests and raids from New York to Virginia to Texas. Presumably, they could happen anywhere at any time. But a new quid pro quo with the government has Madera County hoping it can both do away with raids and keep its residents safe. But will it? FM89's Carrie Klein explores that question.
In most of California, county jails are run by county sheriffs. Not so in Madera, where District Attorney David Lynn tells me the jail belongs to a separate Department of Corrections.
In a sense, it's really kind of a godsend for the sheriff because running the county jail is a nightmare.
But with so many different people in charge of law enforcement, one hand may not always know what the other is doing. That appears to be what happened earlier this year when Lynn started getting complaints from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
I started receiving phone calls inquiring as to what was occurring in Madera County and pointing out to me that they were getting no cooperation from the jail in Madera County.
That was a big deal to Lynn. Local agencies are by no means required to cooperate with ICE, but the pressure has been on since President Trump threatened to pull federal funding from any entity that doesn't cooperate with them.
I was told that we receive a minimum of $46 million a year from federal funding, which to a small county like Madera would be a tremendously significant blow if we were to lose that money.
So Lynn got involved in the county jail's business. Just a few days after Trump's inauguration, he invited ICE, the sheriff, the jail, and the county board of supervisors to come discuss collaborating. And they struck a deal.
All ICE requires from us, and what we agreed to do, was to accept their telephone calls when those calls came in. And this is at the jail and at my office. And then act accordingly.
Advocates, though, are skeptical that ICE can keep its promises, and they warn the county could be on a slippery slope towards civil rights violations. So how does the deal work? When ICE flags a Madera County inmate for immigration violations, the county has agreed to let them know when and where that inmate is being released. To Lynn, that's an assurance of keeping the streets free of criminals.
I want them only to get the people that have caused problems legally within Madera County. And who have violated our laws.
In exchange, ICE agreed to not conduct raids at places like schools, courthouses, and workplaces.
I did not want the Madera community to be disrupted by ICE coming in and doing sweeps in neighborhoods. I wanted assurances from them that they would not do that, which they have given me. I also did not want ICE in any way getting involved with the farm laborers.
Madera County Jail Director Manuel Perez agrees with these priorities, but he says the DA's information was a little out of date to begin with.
And this has been ongoing for years. There's a new commander-in-chief that's aggressive on immigration, but these policies have always been in place.
Perez says all that's changed recently is that the county and ICE have found ways to improve their coordination, and it seems like law enforcement within the county has done the same. Although both Perez and Lynn cite public safety as a primary driver of this cooperation, Angelica Salceda sees things a little differently. She's a staff attorney with the ACLU of Northern California.
Madera County appears to be folding to the pressure that is being exerted by the threats that ICE is telling them, by the possibly misleading promise that there will be no raids in Madera County.
Salceda says ICE has gone back on its word in other counties, like in an incident in Santa Cruz in February. She's also alarmed because it's not clear how ICE targets inmates. DA Lynn claims ICE is interested in any immigrant who's committed a felony, but Chief Perez says ICE only wants undocumented felons. ICE didn't respond to a request for this story, and its website lacks specifics.
When there are no restrictions in place or no accountabilities in place, ICE is free to identify and interview and request to detain anybody who's there.
Most of this is perfectly legal, but the agency has blurred some legal lines. The ACLU has claimed that detainers are unconstitutional. That's when ICE asks jails to hold individuals longer than their sentences call for. And the agency has been sued for detaining U.S. citizens by mistake. Salceda also argues that ICE relies too heavily on local agencies to do what it's already capable of, like searching public records, arresting and detaining criminals, and seeking warrants.
So those are the tools that exist to them. They could be going and doing that. Instead, they're using our very, very limited resources so that Madera County can do the job for them instead.
After all, those are the same precious resources the county is trying to protect. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Carrie Klein.